Hello, and welcome to the Slidebean Startups 101 podcast, a podcast about what it's like to start a business. My name is Kaya. I am the CEO at Slidebean and your host for today. We deal with thousands of companies in the process of fundraising. Last year, I spoke to over 1,000 founders, and I've set a personal goal to beat that this year. So these companies mostly come to us for office hours. Their questions revolve around fundraising. 1,000 people are enough to detect some patterns, the mistakes these companies are making when approaching their fundraising. Number one, fundraising to hire their essential teams. This is probably the most common question I get. A solo founder is looking to raise money to be able to hire a CTO or a CMO persona. My theory on where this issue comes from is that typically, the personality of an entrepreneur slash founder slash CEO slash hustler is not the kind of individual that chooses software engineering as a career path. And that's fine. A lot of founders I come across have a ton of ideas for a product and a ton of ideas on how to sell them, but can't build the products themselves. We end up with CEOs looking for their CTO and not being able to find them. That's just the reality of the world, combined, of course, with the fact that CTOs and tech people make good salaries at tech companies. So I've said it before, finding that product co-founder is probably the first test you need to pass as an entrepreneur. An alternative is, of course, you know, learning to code. But the problem with this approach is that you'll soon find yourself swamped and unable to split your time between building the product and selling it. The point is, investors expect you to have a team by the time you get to meet with them. Few investors, not to say no investors, will fund a company where a team isn't built because nobody wants the essential personnel to come into the company because of the money or the salary that you'll be offering them. The first two or three members of the team need to come on board because they believe in the product and are willing to take a way below market salary until the company can afford to pay them what they deserve. Requesting an NDA. This is just plain rookie. Investors don't sign NDAs to see your pitch deck, no matter how groundbreaking the product is, no matter how many patents you can get. A pitch deck is supposed to be an introduction to the business. It shouldn't dive too deep into sensitive economics or technology aspects. That stuff comes later. If you're concerned that somebody can steal your idea and beat you to market by just looking at your pitch deck, then that risk will continue to exist even when you launch the product. Companies don't succeed because of ideas. They succeed because of execution, building great products and bringing them to market. Finally, most investors look at hundreds of deals every month, and it's a terrible liability to them to have to sign NDAs with all of these companies, so they just won't sign it. Approaching the wrong kind of investors. Not all companies can or should approach venture capital investors. We talked about this in our startups versus small businesses video. If you want to raise money from Silicon Valley type investors, you need to have a business that can scale to, say, $100 million a year in revenue. It needs to have a tech variable aspect and small human capital requirements. Those rules in itself exclude most consulting and services businesses, as well as companies without that tech advantage. Silicon Valley investors putting money on a seed stage round company will generally invest somewhere in the range of $500,000 to $1 million in exchange for 15% to 25% of the business. That's just, you know, average ballpark numbers. It's usually done through a convertible note on which we made a video, by the way. So they expect that business, that investment, to increase in value in 10x within 5 years, which requires exponential growth. That's the only way to get a 10x return that fast. Companies that don't fit this profile can access other types of financing, like loans. They can also raise capital from an investor willing to come in as a 50-50 partner and to be directly involved in the business. There's also stuff like Kickstarter, which is ideal for hardware products. The point here is understanding the kind of business you have in your hands, what it is, and what it's not. Trying to raise too much money. I've seen entrepreneurs with no team, no product, no revenue, pitching a round of $5 million, which for most industries and most founders will also be a rookie move. Raising money is diluting your company ownership. You always want to raise the least amount of money possible. And that's why a good financial model is important. We're doing a webinar in a few days on how to build a financial model, so check the link below to subscribe. Last mistake we'll talk about today is showing that you're desperate. Investors like healthy, fast-growing companies. They're drawn to the promise of great returns. Few investors will want to join to save a business from bankruptcy because that's usually just bad business. The least you need them, the better position you have, not only to pitch the company and get funding, but to have the leverage to negotiate better terms. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember to turn on your notifications for our podcast. You can also follow us on slidebean.com/podcasts. See you next week.